The 2025 Point in Time, PIT, report, released Wednesday morning, September 24, provides the latest snapshot of the ongoing homelessness situation in Greater Victoria. The biennial document outlined that the region's unhoused population jumped from 1,665 in 2023 to 1,749 in 2025, a 5% increase. The survey defines homelessness as people who are unsheltered, emergency sheltered, or provisionally accommodated, but does not include those at risk of homelessness. Of these 1,749 folks, nearly a fifth, 308, lived unsheltered, in absolute homelessness, living on the streets or in places not intended for human habitation. A total of 493 individuals lived in emergency shelters, spending the night indoors. The rest were in transitional housing, 750, the public system, 112, or couch surfing, 73. From the reports of 130 volunteer surveyors who canvassed the capital region on the night of March 25, 80% of respondents identified substance use as their top health concern, followed by mental health, 64%, and physical disabilities, 53%. Over two-thirds of the respondents have lived in Greater Victoria for over 5 years, while a little more than a quarter have been here for less than 5 years. Men make up 71.6% of the homeless population, while women account for 22.9% and gender-diverse individuals 3.2%. The average age of respondents is 46 years old, with a third of the population older than 40 years old, while 11% were classified as youth, defined as 29 and younger. Among those surveyed, 68% identified as white and 11% as other ethnicities. One in three respondents identified as Indigenous, despite making up only 5% of Canada's population. High rent prices and low income were the most frequently cited reasons by respondents as the main barrier to accessing housing. The 2025 PIT count was carried out by the Capital Regional District, the Community Social Planning Council of Greater Victoria, and the Housing Justice Project. More than meets the eye. Back in March, Shelley Cook, executive director of the Community Social Planning Council of Greater Victoria and led on the count, stressed the importance of translating homelessness into numbers. "We're trying to get a sense as to why people have ended up on the streets or without permanent housing," said Cook. "We know it's an undercount, but it really helps us to respond better in terms of our services as well as policy." She added that the survey also looks beyond visible street homelessness. Among other things, Cook and her team identified a concerning uptick in different trends of hidden homelessness in recent years. She noted the latest observed phenomenon is the rise of vehicular homelessness, particularly among people 55 and older. "Vehicular homelessness has to do with people living in cars, RVs, and things that are not traditionally considered as typical living arrangements," she said. "This is their last bastion to stave off homelessness." "The ever-increasing cost of living is also pushing more and more families to the streets," she added. "Affordability is an increasing issue leading to homelessness," she said. "We're seeing families experiencing homelessness and unable to access shelter. We're seeing people, who are working, hanging on by their fingertips to stay housed." Adopting a similar outlook, the Housing Justice Project, an independent group of people with lived experience of homelessness, identifies the affordable housing crisis and housing shortage as central causes of homelessness. With a lack of 17,985 homes in Greater Victoria according to the 2021 census, the group is now pushing government officials and policymakers for more homes. "We must spend less on band-aid solutions that perpetuate, rather than end, homelessness," said the group in a press release to Victoria News. "Build homes, not shelters." The group contends that too much emphasis is currently placed on shelters and transitional housing, which they argue only provide temporary relief and perpetuate the cycle of poverty. Rather, they claim the focus should be on permanent and thoughtful housing that addresses homelessness at its root. "All forms of homelessness are unsafe, need immediate attention, and can be solved with affordable, adequate homes," they said. Too often, shelters and transitional programs lack privacy, support, doors that lock, adequate hygiene facilities, and basic requirements that most people associate with the concept of housing. These inadequacies prevent healing, family reunification, well-being, and community connections. Avoiding what they call the easy path to cynicism, the group advocates for more housing, urging the construction of 2,000 new homes each year for the next decade, renting at $500 a month, to end and prevent mass homelessness in the capital region.